2 years ago, the DoD created a new office with the goal of reducing energy use by the U.S. military. Sharon Burke is the assistant secretary in charge of that mission. She spoke at a policy conference of the Washington Clean Tech Alliance in Seattle. Among the innovations she showed was a slide of a mortar pit in Afghanistan powered by solar panels.
So this is the kind of thing where this technology has a specific end use. It's not a lot of power, but it's all they need. And it makes a difference for these jets.
She says harnessing the power of the sun meant the infantry didn't need helicopter deliveries of liquid fuel to resupply their backup generator. Tom Rankin, the president of the industry group that invited her to speak, says the military is a leader and a driver for helping create clean energy jobs.
It's a huge wallet, a huge checkbook, and they have huge needs based on security and the ability to operate their forces overseas and provide the energy to do it.
Washington's Clean Tech Alliance has hundreds of members, from big companies like Boeing to smaller startups specializing in everything from solar and wind power to the smart grid. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.